This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And as we do, we are now going to convene another class of 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I am coping. I will tell you that. I am coping. Technology is a great thing. They have anchored my cable box right in the middle of the drainage area coming out of the backyard of my house. So for the last 2 days, we've had rain, and for the last 2 days, I've had no show.
Well, that's a bummer.
It is a bummer. And then I see these nice industrious pictures at Chambers Custom as you guys just grind away, make a gun. And I'm over here not able to work. So,
well,
very sad. What can I tell you?
It hasn't been an easy few days here, if that makes you feel any better.
Not really. I take no pleasure in knowing, oh, you've had it tough too. Great. I take no pleasure in that. So I want to ask you a question. I want to ask you a question about just the 1911 platform. When you look at a striker-fired gun, and pick any of them that you want, it can be even the dreaded Glock if you want it to be, can a striker-fired gun be refined to the same degree as a 1911 in the right hand?
Not in my opinion.
Well, explain that, because I've still got all these people, I don't have a bunch of them, because it's very hard to hold up a Chambers pistol and go, so you think that's better than this? And them go, well, yeah. You know, that hasn't happened yet. That has not happened yet. But those that are out there that seem to think that you can spruce one of those things up, I mean, were they meant to be spruced up?
Well, yeah. I mean, guys have been customizing them forever. And there's some fellas out there that are incredibly talented at it, like, you know, Ben Simonson down at Forsyth is amazing at it. But at the end of the day, you have such different interfaces between the slide and the frame fit and the barrel fit that you can't eke out that last little bit of accuracy out of a Glock, in my opinion.
Right.
That you can eke out of a properly built 1911. You're never, you know, even guys I know there's guys out there that have built their own Glocks. You know, they've used the Caspian stainless frames or slides or whatever, and they built these custom Glocks. You still can't replicate the barrel lockup. So even if you could get the slide to frame fit the way it should be, which is basically impossible, you can't get the barrel fit. Triggers have come a long way. You can get an amazing trigger job on a Glock. But you're not going to get the mechanical advantage of the barrel lockup.
Now, the CZ, their striker fire, the P10, now that's a heavier gun, and a lot of it's due to the weight of the lockup, because the lockup is actually a better lockup than most of the striker fired guns out there. And the trigger's pretty good and everything else. And then but when I look at that gun as it comes out of the box, it doesn't look like it needs any modifications to it.
Except the red dot.
A red dot, yeah. But, I mean, you can buy them optics ready to where you don't even need to cut that into it. I mean, I've got one that has an optic and one that doesn't. And when I look at that, then my question becomes, should a gun like I don't know what you would do to the P10 to make it any better. I mean, can it be made? I know you're a CZ. You look at CZ with a favorable view of them. What do you think of that particular pistol?
I've never actually seen a P10 in person.
Really?
I can't give you an opinion. Nope.
You're still waiting on that Dan Wesson DWX, just like everybody else, aren't you?
Yeah. Over promise, under deliver kind of deal, I think.
I think their problem is that they're CZ USA and their parent company's in the old country.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might cause a few issues with it. But I was just wondering about this because I see some of these guns that you can get, and I've had dealings with them. I've had Agency Arms as a sponsor, and they do a very good job on a Glock. They do a very good job on a Glock. If you had to pick a just standard out-of-the-box striker-fired gun that you are familiar with, is there any out there that you think coming out of the box that they do a fairly decent job?
Well, I think most of the striker-fired guns, for what you're paying for, you're getting a in today's modern age, I think you're getting a bang for the buck to some degree.
Right.
I mean, there are obviously a few out there that I won't name that are junk. If it's a modern pistol and it costs less than $200 or $250 brand new,
right,
it's probably not of quality that you want to purchase. You know, that's a back of the truck kind of gun.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, Glock, M&P, Smith & Wesson M&Ps, the CZs. All those guns seem to be of relatively good quality for the money. Do they have failures from time to time? Sure. They're production guns. Some have more failures than others. You know, I mean, from friends that are trainers, I hear of more failures of XDs than I do of any other guns. That's not to say other guns don't fail, but I think, you know, as far as striker fired guns go in the modern era, that, you know, it's a fair shake. You know, if you got $600 to throw at the gun tree, if you will, you can pretty much pick any of those. You know, Glock, the Glock, the M&P, the CZ, the HK models. They have a couple. They have a striker fire model, I guess. But you could pretty much throw your money at that tree any way you want, and you're going to come out in a decent way. You know, you're not going to come out with something that's just an abhorrent piece of junk.
With the XDs, let me ask you about the XDs, because I've owned one, and I literally owned one for like 3 days. And I never shot it, and it wasn't that I didn't like it. It was just a huge pistol. Should you take a polymer gun like they did with the XD and try to incorporate things like a grip safety made out of polymer? Should that be something that they try to get away with, in your opinion, or is that just a little too much polymering there?
You have to remember that the original gun, was the gun before it became the XD, was a Croatian pistol.
Right.
I forget what it was called, but something 2000. And it was actually a fairly quality pistol for the price point. Back in the late 90s, early 2000s, before Springfield bought that company out and took over, you could get their 9mm, you know, what we call the XD9 now, you could get that gun for like $220. It was a bargain. It was a serious competitor for Glock. It was a serious competitor for, you know, pretty much anything. The Smith & Wesson had the Sigma pistol out at the time, which was an abominable piece of junk.
Yeah. I tell you what, I've been listening too much to you, not paying enough attention to time. We're coming up on the first break. I do want to finish this up. I'm actually asking all of these questions to make a point here, and you will see it as soon as we get to it. Now, Joe runs Chambers Custom Guns, and you can find him at chamberscustom.com. You can find him on Facebook at Chambers Custom. His social media footprint is getting bigger, and you can find him here at 1911 University. And we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And I need to do a little PSA. I know there's some people that only take the time to listen to this show on 1911 University Day and Time, which is normally 8 to 9 Eastern. And starting next week, it will be 6 to 7 Eastern. Provided Joe can show up at that time. I don't know if he'll still be grinding away or whatever he'll be doing, but Yeah, we're changing time slots next week. It was supposed to be this week, and not going to be this week, but it'll be 6 to 7 next week Eastern time. So please make that adjustment. Joe will still be here and, you know, toiling away, putting up with my stupidity. Right, Joe? So the reason I'm asking about the whole how far can you take a polymer gun thing, and you were talking about this, with a production gun, does the production process that they employ, however it is, number one, I guess if something happens within the production process in their assembly or something, and it's sort of a glitch, and then they assemble 5,000 or 6,000 guns that way, they don't catch it till they actually get out there and start malfunctioning. Is that right?
Correct.
Is this the shortcoming of production guns? Is this where the shortcoming comes in? Is because of the way that it actually proceeds in assembly and everything else?
Yeah, but I don't think a lot of companies let it get that far. I think there's a lot of hiring of, how can I say this politely?
Just don't cuss.
I think there's a lot of companies that hire engineers that have no background in firearms to solve their problems. And these engineers come in with good intentions and good ideas.
Right.
You know, mechanical engineers. But mechanical engineers, by and large, operate off a set of mechanical principles. And guns don't always operate off of a set of mechanical principles because there's an explosion happening. And when an explosion happens, things can go wildly wrong.
Right.
And, you know, so you come in and you're, you know, an engineer might be looking at this, that, or the other, and that has nothing to do with the function of the firearm at
right.
all. And so they end up, you know, in a situation where they're looking at things that are not problems as if they are, while at the same time they're ignoring things that are problems, and you can't do that. You simply can't do that. You got to pay attention to the problems and fix them post haste.
Okay, well then let me rephrase the question then. And with a production gun, are there certain things that are built into the way the gun is built and designed that prohibits it? You can only take the gun so far, and then you sort of reach that zenith, and it can go no further.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that. Yeah, because production guns are made first and foremost to run, as all guns should. But production guns are seldom made with optimum performance in the accuracy realm as well. And just because, you know, as we've talked about many times before, to get that premier accuracy along with the reliability takes a lot of time. I mean, a lot of time. I mean, I'm working on a gun right now that has just been frustrating as all get out, and I finally figured out what the problem is. The slide has a angle in it that's wrong that I have to correct by hand. But I'm 6 hours into it already, and I still am working on correcting the problem.
Right.
I will get it corrected, you know, but I might have an extra 8 hours into this gun because of this one problem that shouldn't have been that way, but it was, and so you just have to go along. You know, you just have to fix the problem.
So is it because of the way the 1911 was, because the 1911 has a higher bar as far as how far somebody can take that gun, doesn't it?
Right.
So I guess, I've never asked you this, but, I mean, do you guys use CNC machines where you at Chambers Custom, or is it all mill?
No, we don't have CNC here. It's all done by mill and by hand or, you know, on the lathe. You know, and a lot of it is, surprisingly enough, a lot of it is done by feel and very accurate measuring instruments and a lot of digital measuring instruments to make sure that we're, you know, getting the most accurate measurements that we can. And because even in CNC, you can only get it so close. You know, I have machinists that make parts for me all the time, and they're like, "What do you want, plus or minus 5 thousandths?" Like, yeah, that'll work. You know, make it on the plus side would be better because we can always take metal away; we can't add it. So you know, even with the most precise, expensive CNC machinery you can get, you can only achieve a certain level of precision. And of course, with precision comes cost. So if you tell a machinist with a CNC shop, "Hey, I want that part made to plus or minus 10, okay, that's $100. If you say, "Oh, I want it plus or minus 5 thousandths, well, that's $150. If you say, "Oh, I want it minus 0 and plus 2, that might be $200. So the tighter you get those tolerances, the more finite you bring those tolerances to, the more the parts cost, therefore the more the gun costs. And also, the greater the possibility of a mistake is. Because if you call for a tolerance of minus 0 plus 2 on a part, and they pull the part off the machine and it's plus 3,
right,
or it's minus 2,
right,
that part's out of spec, it gets thrown away.
Right.
Right? Because it's out of your tolerance spec. And so, you know, you have to learn to be, and this has been very difficult for me, going into the production of parts on a greater scale for our own guns, but you have to be a little bit more flexible. You have to learn to be a little bit more flexible with the parts makers and the tolerances that they can achieve, because they might not be able to give me what I really want. You know, I mean, my slide maker, I would love to have my slides made to a certain tolerance, but sure, I understand he simply cannot do that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we'll get them made a little big, and we'll fit them by hand to what they needed.
Well, coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to be asking you a very in-depth question that I've just been mulling this over in my head. I think I already know the answer to it, but I do want to find
enough.
It's always in-depth, but I'm trying not to ask the same question twice if I can help it, Joe. Okay,
I got you.
Anyway, we'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is proposing another $3 trillion stimulus package. The bill would provide money to state and local government, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, and expanded mail-in voting programs. Republicans are not embracing the measure, including Republican Senator from South Dakota, Mike Rounds.
What this is an attempt to put their wish list together. Look, they're trying to spend $3 trillion. And in the middle of it, they're suggesting once again such crazy things as using federal funds for abortions. Those are the types of things that we just simply can't handle. They know that that's a non-starter in the United States Senate.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany confirms Vice President Mike Pence will keep his distance from President Trump for a few days. Pence made the decision out of an abundance of caution related to the coronavirus outbreak. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The green light is given to a huge solar energy project in Nevada. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early 2022.
The Department of Transportation is warning airlines for a second time to refund canceled tickets for flights after yielding 25,000 customer complaints. The department is focusing on airlines who are using unfair refund policies to deny customers reimbursement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendivite
really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is 1911 University, and I was a 1911 guy for a long time, then I was a striker fired guy, and now I'm pretty much back to being Fat WMGC, is that a 2019?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a 2019 guy. I'm a 2019 guy. But, having said that, now the thing, all of the hallmarks of what makes your guns accurate and function the way they do, can you possibly, for example, can a barrel fit, like the barrel fit on the 2019 Fat WMGC that I have, can that be approximated on a striker fired gun in any way, shape, or form?
No. Not in my experience.
Is that because of the way it's designed?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
How sad? How sad can that get? How sad can that be?
Not really sad.
Well, so let's get to this question. This is the thing I've been dying to ask. Now, I know most of these customizers that do striker fire guns do a lot of CNC action. They do a lot of CNC action on the slide. Is that because of the way the slide is designed? It just doesn't make any sense to do a lot of hand adjustment on that because is it wasted time to try that?
Oh, I don't know that it's wasted time. There's just not any metal there. You know, look at the rails on a Glock. There's not much there. It's
right.
Stamped metal. So what are you going to do with that? I'll wait.
I don't guess there's. I mean, I remember back when they used to actually still turn brake rotors, turn your rotors.
Right.
Now, then they got just so cheap to where it just makes better sense just to replace them, I think, or I guess. But
yeah.
Back then, I always thought it was I would get those things turned so much so that where they'd be like, we can't turn them no more, son.
Right.
We turn them again, they're just going to warp on you. But I mean,
right.
Yeah. I fully get that. I understand your point to make. So it is a waste of time.
Yes.
To try to do too much handwork on that. So with a how much of a custom polymer gun is aesthetic only? Not having a lot of function.
I don't know that I would put it that way. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of companies out there making very good triggers for them. There are companies making barrels that are far superior than Gen 1, 2, 3, or 4 Glock barrels. The Gen 5 Glock barrels seem to be very good quality.
Right.
They've gone away from that silly gain twist rifling so that you can actually shoot lead through them now.
Oh.
Which I don't understand why they ever did that in the first place, but whatever. And it's not that you couldn't shoot lead out of them before. You just had to be mindful of it and clean them regularly, which is why Glock says don't shoot lead out of the guns. And I'm not telling anybody out there to shoot lead out of their Glocks. I'm telling you what I know from my own experience.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that are making really cool stuff. There's a dozen companies making pre-cut slides that have all kinds of cool guy cuts and RDSM cuts and all of this jazz. But at the end of the day, they do not have the mechanical advantage of a 1911 or a 2011 or a 2019, because you don't have that single action trigger, which everybody loves, and they don't have the barrel lockup, and you can't get the slide to frame fitment. It's physically impossible.
When is the way that the 1911 is designed and everything, when we look back at John Browning and say, yeah, when we look back at him, and are we saying to ourselves, this guy had an awful lot of foresight when he developed this gun, because he left a lot of room for development in it, versus somebody puts out a striker-fired pistol where it just sort of, you know, unless you completely rebuild the gun and don't have any of the original components, the gun is about, mechanically, it's not going to get too much better.
Right. Well, and, you know, you look at the original 1911 design, and obviously JMB isn't around, so we can't ask him. He left
right.
No notes about his personal thoughts about the gun, so we can't read those.
Mm.
But it would be curious to know, you know, what kind of, was he just building the gun so that it would survive the Army's test? Is that what he was doing? You know, I mean, did he have any foresight of where, you know, down the road modern technology could take the pistol? Did he even think that the pistol would survive into the 50s, into World War II? I mean, because he was dead before then.
Right.
You know, obviously, he was a very prolific designer. He had over 100 firearms patents, and you know, there's hardly a lever gun or a pump gun that he didn't design or have influence over. And so you look at those designs and those ideas that he had, and they're truly iconic. And they stood the test of time. I mean, when he died in the 30s, I think. You know, he had already had some designs that were 40, 50 years old. So he knew that the designs would stand the test of time, but I don't know that we can say for certainty that, you know, JMB knew that we would be taking these guns and turning them into 1-inch tack drivers.
Right.
We would like to think that, because he was a really innovative guy, super innovative. You know, everything from designing the first semi-automatic shotgun to side-by-side shotguns and over and unders and machine guns. He was just incredibly, incredibly prolific. And not only that, but he designed cartridges. You know, I mean, a lot of the modern pistol cartridges that we have today were designed by JMB.
Yeah.
For his guns. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. He was a pretty interesting guy. And actually, my new guy here at the shop came here from Utah, and we're going to be going to Utah here soon to procure some of his belongings out of storage. And part of that trip will be to go to the John Moses Browning Museum in Ogden and check it out.
Cool.
Yeah,
I did not know that was there.
Yeah. So I'm going to be I'll be excited to go there. I've always wanted to go, never had an opportunity, and it'll be fun to run over there and check it out, and I will give you a full report after I'm done.
Very good. Very good. Since Joe said it, Joe has expanded Chambers Custom, which has been Joe and Brandon and Eric as far as gun builders for the entire time I've known them. And now it's Joe and Brandon and Eric and...
the new guy.
Okay, so this is the harshness of what is it is to be a custom gunsmith. You don't even get to use your name for X amount of time. That's the way that is. That's the way it is in the trials and tribulations. Yeah.
Yeah. But the good news is, you know, if everything pans out, and he's doing very well so far, I must say, he's building his first gun right now.
Right.
Which he's already claimed for himself. He wants to, you know, buy it and keep it for himself.
Sure.
And which is totally fine with me. But he's doing well, and if it pans out, what that'll mean for the listeners and our clients and our friends is expanded capacity.
Bigger lists.
We'll be able to build all the Pro Series guns that I have on the books and continue to build fat WMGs and regular WMGs, which is exciting.
It is exciting. So we got one more break in front of us. We're about to go take that right now. ChambersCustom.com. Go look. You know, expanded capacity means more opportunity. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load, and this is the 1911 University. I just realized, Joe, that I got out there and sort of committed you to something that I didn't ask you if you even wanted to do it at that time.
That was?
The, you know, changing the time slot for 1911.
No, we're fine.
We're good to go?
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay. This is
whatever works for you, man. This is
why I like Joe. It's a very rare thing to find someone that you can trust that doesn't have a filter. It's a very rare thing to go through that. Let me tell you.
I
appreciate the lack of filter just because some people get too involved in the nuance and everything else.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm just sitting here drinking some Blood Oath number 6 that I got in the other day, which is their brand new deal, and so it's fine with me.
Now, while I'm thinking about this, and I'm asking you about this now, just simply, I don't even know if you know this. You know that as soon as I get all the pieces of equipment I need, I'm going to have like an eight TV station television show starting.
Yeah, you told me that. That's great.
So do you think you might be able to put together the stuff to where you could call in on video on Skype and be on that show too?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I do all kinds of video conferencing with primary and secondary and different things like that. Matter of fact, I had something really cool that I just got approval from Heidi today to buy. Well, sort of approval. I said, I really want these and I'm going to buy them. And she says, okay. It's a new set of glasses that have a, I think it's a 12 megapixel camera on them, video camera, 1080p. So I can wear the glasses and I can live stream or I can upload it to, my Google documents or whatever and then put it on YouTube so I can do videos. Cause I got guys wanting videos of how to take their 2019s apart, how to clean stuff, all kinds of things. So I'm going to do, you know, some short videos on the tube of you for that. And, it's going to be kind of cool. You'll get to see what I see when I see it, which may or may not be good.
I'm sure it'll be pretty good. Everything now since this coronavirus thing, the reason I can't find some of the equipment, like as an example, if you want a webcam and you don't have one right now, it will be June before you get one or find one because nobody has any.
Right.
All of the streaming things and everything that people use for phone calls and everything else, that's gone.
Not even that. Like my dad, I told him a month ago, he wants to start reloading 9mm. I says, you need to buy these dies, these Redding dies. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll get them. They're kind of expensive. I said, stop being cheap, buy them. All right, I'll get them. Well, then yesterday he messaged me, man, I can't find those dies anywhere. Well, no kidding. Coronavirus. Everybody's out of everything that has to do with anything regarding loading ammo.
Right.
You know, because everybody's afraid the government's going to come and take your stuff. Give me a break, people.
I want to ask your opinion of something, because I made a statement earlier in the show that I just want to know what you think of it. Did you see where Hannity got out there and was sort of getting on these Michigan guys that protested with weapons at the State House?
No, I did not see that. He was doing that, huh?
He was doing that. And see, this is the thing. This is the thing about this, as far as I'm concerned, okay? Because I'm both a Second Amendment advocate, and I mean, I do it every day, right? I do it every day.
Right.
And at the same time, I'm a radio guy, which, you know, I'm not a, I mean, Hannity exists in the top five radio guys exist in the kind of air that is very, very rare.
Right.
And he's either number one or number two, depending on which time of the month it is. It just, you know, it just depends. So Hannity, who professes to be the most adamant, no one is a bigger Second Amendment supporter than him, think he was complaining about the optics of these guys who are locked down and have had all their rights taken in Michigan, showing up saying, well, we still got at least one. We can still exercise one right. And see, I happen to think that making a politician nervous, that's never a bad thing.
I think Hannity does protest too much.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes those guys out there who proclaim freedom the greatest and the loudest don't actually believe in what they proclaim. And I'm not saying that's true for him, but, you know, either you, and I have been back in the day when we didn't have concealed carry permits, but, you know, I'm not a proponent of walking around downtown, you know, in the city where you live with an AR just because you can. You can. Certainly you're right. You're definitely going to draw attention that's unwanted and probably unwarranted, but that's also other people's rights, right? You know, and I had an eighth grade history teacher, and he explained it the most simply and best, and I've told you this before, but I've ever heard it. Your rights end when your fist touches my nose.
Right.
Right? So, you know, you have the right to peacefully assemble. You have the right to carry firearms. Why you peacefully assemble? But the people who are uncomfortable with that also have the right to call the police on you.
Sure.
And the police will come out there and say, hey, what are you doing? Why do you have a rifle? Well, because it's my right. Okay, it is your right. You're making people uncomfortable, though. Too bad. Okay, now you're just a jerk. Exercising your rights, which is okay, too. All right, because you have a right to be a jerk. But, you know, I don't agree with slamming those guys, but I think sometimes some of these people that are doing things like that, you know, it's like, you know, we were talking about the Virginia situation recently, and you know, in January everybody was up in arms about Virginia, and Virginia is going to, and the governor is going to pass these laws and blah, blah, blah. And you know what he did last month? He passed all the laws he wanted to pass, basically. And
right.
Nobody said boo. Nobody said nothing. Nobody did nothing. All those people standing around with guns back in January in the ice cold, they didn't march on the governor's mansion and drag him into the street and tar and feather him and tell him you're fired, get out. They just sat by and let him pass the laws.
Sure.
And I've seen it on the internet all the
time. Don't forget. Don't forget. They also had, when we were in SHOT Show, they had that big rally in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, the last couple of weeks, guys have been like, oh, it could have been a lot worse. Seriously? You can only buy one gun a month now, Virginia. Congratulations.
Solved a problem that was nobody ever talked about.
Right. So, you know, there was a lot of hoopla, a lot of hooey going on about this. But at the end of the day, the government did what they wanted, and nobody raised a finger. No shots were fired. And as gun owners, we sit there and go, well, at least they didn't do this. At least they didn't do that. No, they just prevented you from buying more than one gun a month. They just required background checks if you want to give your teenage son a shotgun to go hunting with you while you're in the field. They just passed the most comprehensive, overreaching band of gun control laws in the history of the state, in the history of most states, all in one fell swoop.
Yep.
And nobody said boo. You know, and I think, you know, nobody wants to be the first one to step off the porch, certainly, because we all have lives. We all have people that love us. Nobody wants to be gunned down by the police in the streets because we took action.
Yeah.
You know, but if that's the case, then keep your mouth shut. Don't let your mouth write checks that your guns can't cash.
And with that, I'm going to have to leave that at the last word before we run out of time so I don't have to cut you off awkwardly. Chambers Custom, he's added another gun builder, so that means very shortly, as Joe brings him up to speed, that's going to be more guns they can build per year. That's going to mean that if you want a fat WMG compact like mine, he might expand the list from 25 to 35, or who knows. I have no idea what he's going to do, but it's now the gates have been thrown open a little wider. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.